On the KSRO live line with us is Dale Mahoney. He is an area manager at Gelati Construction. Dale, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Hi, good morning, Pat. How you doing?
I'm well, sir, and no pressure, Dale, at all, but I'm just hoping against hope that Gelati is armed and ready with enough construction workers to rebuild our entire county.
Oh, we are.
I know that's a ridiculous order, but, you know, your company has been so much a part of the North Bay for so many years and certainly through this whole process. And the big question that still looms for us as we get closer and closer to rebuilding is, will there be enough employees to help us rebuild?
You know, Pat, the construction industry in the North Bay's been really hurt when the downturn of the economy. It took a lot of construction workers out of the area, and we are struggling with construction workers. However, between the Northern California Engineering Contractors Association and the North Coast Builders Exchange, we've started some programs to attract young people into the industry.
This is a very positive sign. Yeah.
Absolutely. The Construction Corps is a program that we've done with the Sonoma County Office of Education. Currently, there's 43 young high school age kids that are involved, and we're making a big push to attract women. You know, you don't have to have facial hair to work in the construction industry.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
You know, we're you know, overlooked half of our workforce potential through the past. And now the women, our own company, we have women in predominant positions running our crews and everything, and they do an exceptional job. And
yeah, no reason not to. No reason not to.
Absolutely. A lot of the local contractors, we've been involved with the fire debris cleanup since October. And honestly, when it happened, I thought there's no way this is going to be done. And here we are in the middle of February. And certainly by the end of February, the FEMA-led construction effort looks like it's going to be successful and on their target time or well within reasonableness.
Maybe even a little bit early, Dale. So talk to me about your company for a minute and your readiness in terms of employees or whatever in terms of the rebuilding. But let's start with what you just said, and that is your crews working those 12-hour days, 7 days a week, getting debris from the burned out properties, an amazing feat and a lot of local workers employed in that. What Gelati did on Thanksgiving of last year, I thought was quite remarkable in Coffee Park.
Well, it wasn't just Gelati. The whole, you know, we coordinated it through the Northern California Engineering Contractors Association. And I gotta hand it out to ECC. They're the general contractor for FEMA. Paul Shawbaugh, who is their CEO, is on hand. He sponsored it, and we had so much local participation. Argonaut Constructors, Team Gelati, Anvil Builders, our truckers, V. Dolan out of Petaluma, Valdivia local, Kadon out of Windsor.
And what we're talking about, if you don't know, is that Gelati and, as Dale says, others, you know, got together to provide a holiday lunch for the workers who were clearing debris from Coffee Park on Thanksgiving Day and set it up for them and the neighbors in that area for Thanksgiving Day to the tune of $32,000 that lunch cost. But what a boost it was for everybody, even us who were nowhere near that location on Thanksgiving. A great story to hear.
Yeah, we had over 500 of our workers and workers on the crews. And like you said, the local residents from Coffee Park, we invited them to come join with us. My daughters both came down and joined me. I was there with my crews work, and I missed my Thanksgiving dinner with my family. But it was for the greater good. It's really about our community and getting our community back on their feet.
Yes, it is, and you're a big part of that. I'm curious, Dale, at this stage of the game, has your company actually entered into any contracts? Do you have any actual plans to rebuild houses where they need to be rebuilt?
It's still very preliminary in the timeline for the rebuilding effort, from up. I know a lot of the builders, APM, Christopherson Homes, Synergy, are all looking at projects and trying to get consensus from the residents, and then the permitting and everything. And I know the county and the city are really working diligently.
Yes, they are.
Make that road fast.
So we're not there quite yet, is what you're saying, in terms of having your company, for purposes of this conversation, being committed to actual tangible projects quite yet.
Yeah, not quite yet.
Okay. And I would anticipate that you are trying to ready the forces in anticipation of that, because it's coming. I mean, if, you know, your permits, debris removal continues to be on or ahead of schedule, permits are had, the rebuilding, again, weather permitting, can't be far away.
No, it can't. And we're ready. We have the 300 employees in our company that are ready to with the rebuilding effort.
Very good. Very good. And we will, continue to check in with you, Dale, if we can, and make sure that we have an accurate timetable with which to give our listeners about, because when the first nail is hammered, I know I want to be there, and I know a lot of people in the community feel the same way, just to be cheerleaders, if nothing more, for that the beginning of that process.
Yes, and I will let you know, Pat.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Well, thanks again for what you and your company, Gelati Construction, are doing for our community, and necessary, and you've jumped in with both feet, and we appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
All right, that is Dale Mahoney. He is an area manager at Gelati Construction, and certainly they, along with many other construction companies, will be a big part of this. Who knows? Maybe a month from now, we'll talk about actual permits, actual contracts, actual rebuilding.